I was born with a curiosity gene. I just wanted to know what was going on.
Sitting high above Rockefeller Center in New York City, Tom Brokaw leans forward, recalling the fleeting end of Richard Nixon's presidency.
We chased down everything, obviously, in those days. I didn't just go ready, fire, aim on anything that came across my desk.
Here is more on that from NBC News White House correspondent Tom Brokaw.
It is overcast and raining in Washington as President and Mrs. Nixon prepare to leave the White House for the last time.
When asked about a particularly challenging assignment in his career, Brokaw jumped back to 1974 when he had to ask a tough question of the president, one he knew deserved an answer, and the pushback he got from the White House press secretary.
So I said, Mr. President, aren't you misleading the American public by saying executive privilege protects you even in impeachment? And the next morning, Ron Ziegler gave me hell because he thought I was not appropriately courteous to the president. I'd known him for a long time, and I said, Ron, I'm here to ask questions, not to be courteous. But what was different about then and now is that there was a certain cadence to it. People didn't rush to judgment all day long.
Brokaw has drawn parallels between Presidents Nixon and Trump. In an op-ed for the New York Times, Brokaw says both presidents dealt with questions over their taxes, boasted friendships with celebrities, and displayed what Brokaw characterizes as vindictive behavior toward former presidential aides like John Dean and, more recently, Michael Cohen. And like Mr. Trump, Brokaw writes, Mr. Nixon hated the press.
Social media has changed everything because people can get up in the morning in the most remote parts of America, not have radio, not have television, but they have their iPad or they have their phone, and they go, bip, and there's the President of the United States saying, this is outrageous, it's all false media, you know, and I've just solved the problem with Mexico. And that's what they believe. On the other hand, I think journalism at the other end of the spectrum has to be careful that it's not just yelling, the sky is falling, constantly, constantly, one cycle after another. I mean, you know, he's a terrible president, it's not working. People sitting in suits in New York are saying that. People in the middle of America who are putting on their working clothes every day and have jobs now, they don't see it that way.
See more of our conversation in video at WTOP.com. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.